Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, sir, but I think you're in my seat. 14A?
Let me take a look at my ticket. No, it seems I'm in the right place. My ticket says 14A as well.
Well, this is train car 5. Are you sure you're in the right car?
Oh, pardon me. I'm 14A in car 6. I've put my bags on the overhead rack, so just give me a moment to get my things together.
Number 32. What are the speakers discussing? Number 33. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 34. What does the man say he will do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Mr. Lin. I'm calling from Central Dentistry. You have an appointment with Dr. Sumner on June 8th at 2 p.m. I was wondering if we'd be able to move your appointment to 3 o'clock.
Well, I have a sales call scheduled that morning, but I think 3 o'clock would be all right.
Wonderful. We really appreciate it. Most of our staff will be attending a dental workshop earlier in the day, and they are concerned about getting back in time.
No problem at all. I'll mark down that change in my calendar right now.
Number 35. What most likely is the woman's job? Number 36. What does the woman want to change? Number 37. What will the man do next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Jackie, some of our hotel guests would like to see the symphony orchestra perform tomorrow night. I've called the box office a couple of times to book tickets for them, but I just get a recording.
Well, I've got a brochure about another classical music performance happening tomorrow night at a different venue. Why don't you ask our guests if they'd be interested in seeing that show instead?
Great. I'll stop by your office when I get back from lunch. I'll get the details then.
Number 38. Where do the speakers work? Number 39. What does the woman tell the man about? Number 40. What will the man do after lunch? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I'm looking for a video camera. I've never bought one before, and I'm wondering if you could make some suggestions.
Sure. It'll help, though, to know what your specific needs are and how much you'd like to spend.
Well, I plan to use it most when I go on vacation. I have a couple of trips coming up, and I'd like to record my experiences. I've never operated video equipment, though, so I'd like something that's basic.
In that case, I'd recommend the Sepler 83. I personally like this one the best because it's very easy to operate. Since this is your first video camera purchase, I'd probably get that one.
Number 41. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 42. What does the man say he will do with a video camera? Number 43. What does the woman say about the Seppler 83? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Sunisa, we're about to leave to cater the event at Kimball Medical Foundation, but there aren't enough cups. Do you know where I can find some?
Oh, no. I ordered some from our supplier 2 days ago, but they still haven't delivered them. This isn't the first time this has happened.
Well, we're supposed to start setting up our tables at Kimball Medical by 9:30, so what do you suggest? I don't have time to stop by a store on the way.
Okay, I can help out. I'll go buy more and bring them to you.
Thanks. I'll text you when we get there so you know where to find us.
Number 44. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 45. Why does the woman say,
"This isn't the first time this has happened"?
Number 46. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, Dorota. Marcus and I wanted to stop by to welcome you to Emerson Biotech. We interviewed a lot of chemistry majors for this summer internship, and you were our top pick.
And while we're here, I can show you how to fill out the timesheets that you'll have to turn in to payroll at the end of every week. Do you have time to go over that now?
Well, I'm supposed to go to the main laboratory in a few minutes for an overview of the experiments that I'll be working on this summer.
Oh, sorry. We should have mentioned this sooner. The lab is closed for cleaning today, so your lab orientation has been postponed until tomorrow.
Number 47. What is Dorota's field of study? Number 48. What does the man want to review with Dorota? Number 49. Why has a training been postponed? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Thanks for this follow-up visit, Mr. Kessler. Your team did a nice job installing the parking area for my office building. It's smooth and even. However, as you can see, behind the building, the work was never finished. Only a few of the white stripes that mark the individual parking spots have been painted.
Yes, I see. My team was supposed to paint that final section on Tuesday, but all the rain last week put us behind schedule.
I hope you'll be able to take care of this soon.
Sure, that won't be a problem. I'll put you on the schedule right away, and we'll come by first thing tomorrow and get this all done for you.
Number 50. What problem does the woman mention? Number 51. According to the man, what caused the problem? Number 52. What does the man say he will do right away? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm calling about my subscription to TV Trivia Magazine. I moved a few months ago, and I called to give you my new address at that time, but I've only received one issue since then. I'm wondering what the problem is. The name is Fernandez.
Okay, let me check. Oh, yes, I see. Your subscription expired last month. Why don't you sign up for our online version of the magazine? We're running a promotional sale for 20% off digital subscriptions right now.
Actually, I prefer to read the paper version. Can you provide the same discount for that? If you can, I'll renew right away.
Number 53. What type of business is the woman calling? Number 54. What does the man suggest? Number 55. What does the woman ask about? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Susan, thanks for watching us practice our presentation about this new marketing campaign.
Yes, we really appreciate it. Now that we've finished, do you have any comments? We're showing it to our client next week, so your feedback will be really helpful.
I'd emphasize more how you intend to reach a larger and more diverse customer base with this marketing campaign.
Well, we are planning to use social media to reach younger people. Do you think that should be included in the presentation?
Absolutely. The client will like that.
We'll get back to work then. But if you are free tomorrow, I'd like us to meet one more time to go over our revisions.
Number 56. What are the speakers discussing? Number 57. What type of company do the speakers work for? Number 58. What does the woman say should be emphasized? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Nadia. Our department manager mentioned you're training our new hires.
Yeah, I still have a lot to do and the training starts Monday. I've been so busy updating the training documents, I haven't had time to do anything else.
Well, I finished my project early. What do you need?
Thank you so much. Could you check with the security office about the badges for the new employees? I sent them a request last week, but I haven't heard back yet.
No problem. I'll take care of that right away.
Number 59. What is the woman preparing for? Number 60. What does the man imply when he says,
I finished my project early?
Number 61. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and map.
We're getting close to the airport, so we'd better stop to put gas in the car. The rental company will charge us an extra fee for fuel if they have to do it.
Good idea. We don't want to pay more than we have to.
Okay, should I take this exit then?
No, that's a rest area. Keep going. We want the next exit.
Oh, good. And I hope they also sell food. Then we can pick up some snacks for the plane while we're there.
Number 62. What are the speakers concerned about? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which exit does the woman tell the man to take? Number 64. What does the man say he hopes to do? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and review.
Anita, take a look at this travel website. Our hotel received some bad reviews. Here's one of them.
Wow, there are definitely areas we need to work on. With a review like that, I'm worried we won't attract as many customers.
Well, at least we're renovating the rooms soon, so their appearance will improve.
True, but let's discuss the other low rating at our next staff meeting.
You know, maybe we should bring in a consultant to give us advice on how to deal with this. We certainly don't want any more bad reviews.
Number 65. What does the woman say she is worried about? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which category will be discussed in the next staff meeting? Number 67. What does the man suggest doing? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and graph.
Good afternoon, Ms. Dembo. I have some concerns. Can I show you the report on our pasta production this week?
Sure. What's the problem exactly?
Well, according to page 2 of the report, the pasta cutting machine in our production line was working at less than 50% capacity yesterday. We were not getting as much output as we usually do.
I see. Let's shut down that machine right away, and I'll have a technician look at the motor and blade immediately. We have to fill a large order of pasta this week. That machine must be working well so that we can produce the order on time.
Number 68. What industry do the speakers work in? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which machine is being discussed? Number 70. What does the woman say he will do next?